one of the things we like to do with Venues Choice is reach out to really big ticket venues around what y'all would call your anchor gigs. And really lovely to have the Triple Door and Sisters respond. But such an important part of the touring and live performance ecosystem, as we all know, are small series, house concerts, places along the way. And I'm really, really delighted to introduce this next venue. If you look at the Olala Community Club and Americana Festival's lineup for the last year, you will see Far West attendee after Far West attendee. So a place that has shown that if you come here, you can get seen and get work, which is great, because that's part of the model. It's a spot that is not that far from Seattle and also a world away, where you're going to find a whole different audience. Here to represent the Olala Community Club and Americana Festival, please make welcome Nolan Pepperdine.
Thank you. Thank you for allowing me to share what we do. I turned the TV on a couple of mornings ago, and I heard a familiar sound. And the last time I'd heard that sound, I was diving headfirst into a rice paddy in Vietnam. And it made me think about how music helps us heal. And about 15 years ago, I found out about house concerts, and I found that there are people looking for a venue to play, and they would come to my living room, and they would play, and they would be wonderful, and they would be healing. So I did that for about 15 years, moved up here to Washington, had a great house, which we sold a couple of years ago, and I got invited to the Olala Community Club to start putting on a series of concerts there. They didn't want to see this end, what we had started, so we continued doing that. And with the help of Brad Warren, Larry Morante, people that, you know, Far West people, we became sort of well-known through concertsinyourhome.com. And then I got involved with the Olala Bluegrass Festival, which we had our 25th year anniversary last year, and it sort of blew up. And so the year went along, we came to this summer, and we were sort of, what do we do? Do we put on a festival? Do we not put on a festival? Do we just let it end? And I said, you know, we have people who are used to coming. It's part of their summer odyssey to come to our festival. So let's put one on, and let's do an Americana festival. Let's make it a little more inclusive of different types of music. So along that way, we started to do this in June. We had 3 months to put this together, and we did it, and it came off, and it was wonderful. And along the way, I heard about Leroy Bell. And it's funny because he has a lyric in one of his songs, when life feels like a battlefield. Once again, in the theme of this last week, it struck me. This is a wonderful man. He did, Elton John did 3 of his songs. Elton John was nominated for an Emmy for one of Leroy Bell's songs. And he's one of those shiny things you find along the way of your life. And I watched this man after his performance come and talk to people, and he spent at least an hour, maybe longer, taking pictures, signing autographs, smiling with his fans and a lot of his new fans from the festival. And this is an amazing person. He had this charisma that was sort of magic, and that's why I wanted to present him tonight. So, Leroy Bell.
I hope I live up to that. For some reason, I never associated the Hyatt Regency with folk life, but you live and learn, you know? Things aren't always what they seem. Thank you. still lay me down. Cause I haven't always been there for you. I haven't always been so kind. And I know you won't believe. Oh, I'm missing you already. Speaking of Lala, the Americana Festival, that was a lot of fun. I think that was the right before that. I'll have to admit that Terry, who's my bass player and also manager and booking agent, said that I was going to do the festival, and I hadn't really heard of it before, and so I was like, okay, and how long am I playing? I figured, you know, since I'm doing it by myself, it's going to be 20 minutes or half an hour. And they said, no, it's going to be about an hour and a half. And I went, what the hell are you talking about? It's kind of like, I never play an hour and a half by myself. You know, I'm scared I'm going to bore myself to tears, you know, after about 15 minutes. But I had a ball. I really did. It was, I didn't want to get off the stage after that. It was like sitting around playing songs and telling stories, and the crowd was excellent. Really had a blast. So thank you for having me out there. That was great. Guys, Terry Morgan on bass and Daniel Walker on keyboards. I think Daniel Walker's around here somewhere. Oh, there he is. Don't try to scare me like that.
Yeah. beautiful my face. How come I feel so lost? Say
songs to do, and I think I'm going to do this one because all the crap that's going on. Children wish for in their dreams. Every night before I lay me down to sleep, I dream of all the things tomorrow bring. Now I'm an older and I have children of my own to protect. Everywhere I look, all I see is the hate and conflict. If I could have back all the wishes of my youth, I would wish for one thing. The seed for all that we need.
things, all the things that children wish for in their dreams. Now I'm older and I see things through my son's eyes, all the innocence and hope
Walker. Thank you. Thank you so much.